Rockauto.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Stupid, worthless, no good.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Retarded, big mouth, know-it-all asshole jerk.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You can ignore me if you try.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
I'm a man of respect around here. They love me around here. I'm a swell guy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Excuse me for being a virgin. I'm sorry.
The Omega.
Don't you ever talk about my friend. You don't know any of my friends.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't stop listening or I will find you.
WTR Sunday Night.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As we are broadcasting, TNA is holding their Slammiversary pay-per-view. That is most likely the last Slammiversary pay-per-view update you will be getting tonight.
No, no you won't. No, I have one.
You have one.
I have one. The greatest wrestler to ever live, TBA, won a match.
TBA.
TBA, it was...
To be announced?
To be announced. Won a match.
Wow.
I know. It was some dude named Sutter took on James Storm, who was known as TBA because they did not officially list him as an opponent in the match.
Okay.
So TBA won a match.
That's a first.
I know, right?
One more than Vacant has.
Exactly. Oh, and in the Battle of Brother Nero, they used a musical keyboard as a weapon. Matt Hardy put Jeff Hardy through a keyboard.
Sure.
A keyboard?
A keyboard.
A fucking keyboard.
Now,
you cussed!
I did.
Now, did Sweeney Todd Hardy slit Brother Nero's throat yet?
Not yet. No.
All right.
Broken Matt is climbing the ladder. There's nothing up at the top of the ladder. He's just climbing the ladder. And now they're fighting on the ladder.
Okay.
Introduce the people. Oh, Jesus. There they went down off the ladder.
Of course they did.
Once you go up, you gotta come down.
We usually just wait around here until I have someone to jump onto.
So that means you're jumping on the mic?
Oh, yeah, I should probably introduce other people, shouldn't I?
Yeah, that would be good.
All right. So, yeah, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Why the fuck are these motherfuckers putting people through keyboards? What kind of foolish you know what? I'm not mad because TNA has a low budget, so we're just going to leave it at that. You know, they gotta recycle used items that they had in the warehouse, but fucking idiots.
Sorry, does anyone's little sister have a spare Casio they can donate?
Tim?
What are you chuckling at?
I wonder if Tim has a spare one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Stein, do you have a Casio keyboard?
Never had one, never gonna have one.
That's a strong stance to take on Casio keyboards.
Very strong.
He gets the generic brand of
More generic than Casio.
Yes. The no-name brand.
The no-name brand.
It's Tim.
No, not completely true.
Something
you have to go with the brand name, like Coca-Cola. Only Coca-Cola is Coke.
So that's the only brand name you own?
I have a Brother printer. I have an Acer computer complete with HDMI. I have a Sanyo TV. It's 42 inches big. I have a JVC HD video camera. I have the ability to keep going on if you really want me to. Go ahead, ask me how much my TV cost.
How much did your TV cost?
$250.
Oh, big spender.
I bought it at Liquidation World. I've got a brand name electronic drum kit. Go ahead, ask me where I got it.
The Canadian Craigslist.
No. Last Chance Liquidation. Ask me how much I paid for it.
How much did you pay for it?
$150. Ask me what the regular retail is at, like, Costco.
Because Costco is the place you go for electronics.
That's just one example, because Costco sells it.
How much does Costco sell it for?
$375. Ask me how much I paid for my brother printer.
How much did you pay for your sister printer?
Brother printer.
Brother brand name printer. I paid $69.95 plus tax. I saved $30. I bought it at Staples.
Wow, you went to Staples.
Rock, you're half Jewish. You could learn a thing or two.
This is how interested we are in Slammiversary, people.
Jeff Hardy's
you're listening to Tim talk to us about how much he paid for a printer.
So Jeff Hardy just did a swanton bomb off the top rope to the outside through tables to beat broken Matt Hardy.
This time next year, Jeff Hardy will be back in the WWE clean and sober. Other
what?
Ridiculous predictions will be heard here on WTR Sunday night.
Oh, I say.
Mike, did you just say something Jewish?
I think I did.
It's Yiddish, technically.
Yiddish? There's no such language as Jewish.
True.
That my introduction, Omega?
I don't know anymore.
Because all you did was say, hey, Ken Stein, you got a computer from Casio keyboard, whatever?
I was throwing it to you.
I think
you were chuckling for some reason at it.
I confuzzled him about the TNA, and he's been off ever since.
God damn the TNA.
It's TNA. It's the twice a year they do a pay-per-view.
TNA totally needs to abort.
Ooh!
Sorry.
To be fair, this has been a great pay-per-view. All right, once it's great, but it's been good.
So there must be the last pay-per-view of TNA?
No, I don't think so. But we'll have to see about that one. But you have news and stuff to talk about, right, Tim?
Yeah, and it's Sanyo, not Sony or Sunny. Jesus Christ, Ken Kittens, you're an idiot. Good evening, everybody. Officially welcome to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Get ready, kids, because tonight we play Pick 'em for Money in the Bank. And seeing as the Rack has the Magic 8-Ball, at the very last second, I found, what did I call it, Rock? The official something or other.
Random.
Let's scroll up to see if we can find it.
random picking thing? Random thing picker.
Yeah, the official WTR random thing picker. Now what we're going to be doing with that is, when we get to, WTR Pick'em for tonight, we'll be inputting, the names of the combatants. For each match.
So going back,
random thing picker randomly pick a winner for Pick'em.
So going back to the discussion of name brand and not so name brand, so WTR gets the not so name brand.
The random thing picker?
Yeah. It's a cheap knockoff of the 8-Ball.
Well, no, it's not, because Magic 8-Ball, you know, you got all these different choices. Ask again later. Then there's another one that says quite possibly, and another one that says definitely not. So no.
I think I was right about that one. Anyway.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Moving along.
Yeah, so tonight we're gonna be doing WTR Pick'em, of course. We're gonna do a couple other things. Basically, it's just a shoot the shit night for the most part. Then we do our regulars, all time greatest, and I guess we gotta put up with quick hits again to round out the show. But to begin the evening, we want to take a look at NXT's TakeOver, the end that occurred a few days ago. When was that? Wednesday night?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Wednesday, because that was an actual showing. It was a
Thursday. I can't even remember what day it was.
Oh, God, my brain's not working.
So you can't remember what day it was on either, Omega. I think it's pretty kind of irrelevant. What does matter is, yet once again, NXT puts on a superiorly entertaining product. I've got a complete, absolute, detailed report on everything that went down. I watched TakeOver. You guys watched TakeOver. You probably paid a little bit more attention to it than I did, because I'm doing all these things. I don't have very much free time anymore because I'm working like 6 nights a week or 6 days a week. So, I thoroughly enjoyed what I did see yet again, Omega.
I have such faith in the NXT brand these days. I don't have to see the card. I don't have to follow the feuds. If I haven't had time to keep up with NXT on the network, I can still go into a show on a takeover and be absolutely sure I'm going to see something really cool.
Yeah, I have yet to be disappointed with anything that I have seen with anything NXT, to tell you the truth. I definitely should watch a little bit, more religiously than I do. But something struck me. I guess there was a report that the reason why it was called The End is because that was the end of NXT as developmental. It's now, according to Triple H, its own main brand.
Yeah, it was them. It was just like to move on from the mentality of this is the rookie league. This is just like, yeah, like you said, the developmental brand. Now it is the brand, NXT, by itself.
Does that,
I think, is a,
go ahead.
Which I think is the best move to like try and get rid of that stigma of, well, these are just the rookies.
Yeah. And when you stop and look at it, they've got a lot of guys in there now, especially that aren't exactly what you would call rookies.
No, we've got guys that have toured the world 15 years plus in the industry.
Yeah, you got Samoa Joe. There's Austin Aries is now with them. I guess Eric Young is running.
They're working on Eric Young. Bobby Roode is apparently officially on board now.
Just officially made his debut, what, yesterday or Friday?
Yep, Crown England got to see them.
So that's not such a bad damn thing at all. So I can, like make it its own major mainstream brand. But does that mean that we are going to get more NXT programming out of WWE?
That I would hesitate to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more along the lines of it's time to take it more seriously. It's time to tour it around and actually promote it and sell it the same, in a similar way we do to Raw and SmackDown. Because, of course, there's still going to be, the C brand of between the three.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way around it because you're not going to have Cena. You're not going to have Orton or anything like that showing up.
How much longer are you going to have Samoa Joe or Austin Aries or even Bobby Roode? You know that those guys are going to be heading to Raw and SmackDown at some point eventually, probably before anybody else.
Oh, with the draft coming up? Yeah. TNA. NXT is supposedly going to get drained. I might as well call it TNA now at this point.
Well, here's the thing. currently, right now, NXT is what TNA initially was when they were doing their Wednesday night pay-per-views. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was a solid 2 hours and change in some cases of really good action in the ring. It was more wrestling than talk. The talk that they did have made sense. It wasn't stupid. Didn't make you roll your eyes. And the booking was good when it first started out. It was eager. It was ambitious. NXT is all of that and then a little bit extra because they've got the WWE machine behind it.
It also has Bobby Roode, AJ Styles, Eric Young, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, all the
everything else that was good about TNA back then.
Yeah, that's true. Well, not Samoa Joe. I mean, he came over later, but yeah.
He came later, but he's...
You get the idea.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Would you be adverse to them actually pushing NXT as main a brand as SmackDown and Raw and put them on the USA Network and have that one be the recorded show, and you've got Raw on Monday live, SmackDown Tuesday live, NXT recorded Thursday. You can record it on Wednesday and air it on Thursday or even Friday. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just put it on USA Network.
No, absolutely not.
Too much?
Extremely too much. You're already talking about 5 hours of wrestling in 2 days, which is a lot. And that's if you don't include a pay-per-view of 3 hours the day before. Mm-hmm. So 8 hours in 3 days. That's a fucking lot of wrestling.
It is quite a bit. Now, here's what's that's the nice thing about NXT. It's leaving you wanting more, unlike Raw half the time, unlike SmackDown half the time.
Well, because the well, because they only have 1 hour a week to work with, they have to kind of pick and choose what gets seen. So you might go a couple weeks before you see your favorite. You know, Bailey is not on every single episode, even though she's the most over person in the entire roster of NXT.
Yeah, and that's just it. NXT leaves you wanting more without being pissed off, because what you're getting is satisfying, and it whets the appetite for next week. Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's best as something that you could sell as exclusive to the network. Mm-hmm. Like, we have this really big thing that everyone's buzzing over, and all this new talent that's coming up started there. So you get to see them. You get to see them, and if you have the network, simple as that.
Well, that works to that. That works perfectly fine. But that being said, would it water down or make it bad if you bumped it up to 2 hours from one?
No, you don't need to do anything to NXT.
So basically, just leave it as is, and it's going to do fine on its own.
Here's the thing. Even though it's going to be its own brand, it's still the first step.
Mm-hmm.
It's still where you go when you sign with WWE. It's where you go before you get to Raw or SmackDown, before you ever touch an actual pay-per-view event.
So instead of calling it developmental, you can call it the launching point now.
That's where you start.
Mm-hmm.
You need people to go through that earlier development system. If you book it as a main brand, put it on TV and all this, you're already putting them as national television stars as soon as they sign,
mm-hmm.
which is a terrible thing to do to guys that they're trying to earn their way up and have to earn the respect from the veterans. They need that time to temper the ego.
Mm-hmm.
They need that time to learn the system, get used to the crowd, learn their character, learn how to work a mic, and then they can take it to a national stage. When they've got more control, you know, when they have some seasoning and they aren't just going to have a super inflated head because, oh, hey, look, I got on national TV. Ha ha.
So even though they're saying it's not developmental anymore, it's its own brand, you're saying that they're still going to use it as a developmental for the big two.
Well, of course, it's a gateway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a gateway, and now we have a brand split coming up. So it's a gateway to a crossroad.
Okay, so you know, it can be both, in your opinion.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. I can see it working without any problems. I mean, it has to this point, and you know, NXT has remained strong, right, mm-hmm. from its inception on the network up until now, and it really hasn't faltered one bit, has it?
No, not really. It's expanded huge from what it used to be. Like, NXT was not a big deal when it started off. Like, it was not what it is right now, and that is a huge relief to see. I have some concerns with the draft coming up, because we know they're going to take a ton of talent out of NXT to fill up the rosters now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm wondering who goes, who stays, how much like established talent gets to stay there, and how many are going to get dragged up for the draft. And I'm worried what the landscape of NXT is going to look like with that much of the talent taken up to the main rosters. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as it is, we know that there are people in there like Bailey, who the only reason she's not on the main roster is because there's no one to really fill that void. Like, Carmella could get there, but she still needs work. You know, yeah. You need that top face. So I don't know what's going to be left after they start pulling those people up.
The thing about it is with NXT is I am deathly afraid for, yes, as I believe you guys have already said it, I am deathly afraid for when they are going to the main roster, because my thing is, how are they going to be used? I am deathly afraid about Finn Balor. That's one of my fears. Second fear, I hate to say it, but my second fear is probably going to be Bailey. Because, yes, it is expected. Yes, she is coming to the main roster. When, it's going to go big. But after she has that huge 3-month pop, then what? And
well, hold up. Backtrack before I continue. You're deathly afraid of for Finn Balor? Why?
Because whoever is on the writing staff or booking staff in WWE, it's how they're going to use him. Yes, he, of course, well, if they do it correctly, Please, knock on wood. Yes, the club. Boom. Cool. What happens after that?
Okay, well, as far as Finn Balor goes, I have no fears when he finally hits the main roster, which could be as early as tomorrow. It could be as early as Wednesday or Thursday night in the United States. Or it might not be until the draft next month. But, you know, it's coming inevitably. He's going to come in there and he's going to be treated like Kevin Owens was. People of that caliber, like Sami Zayn, is getting the same kind of push. You know, those guys. He's not going to be, one of those air quotes call ups that they don't have a freaking clue what to do with, because he comes with that outside of WWE pedigree, mm-hmm. like Kevin Steen did, and become Kevin Owens, right?
Well, okay. Kevin Owens and Kevin Steen and Sami Zayn, amazing. Soon as they walked in, boom, story happened. Why? How did the story happen? Kevin Owens showed up first. He did what he did, and it was genius. Sami Zayn, domino effect. Why? Hey, Kevin Owens, remember me? I'm the guy that you fucked up in NXT. I'm back, motherfucker. So, cool. Now, Finn Balor, I did say that I'm afraid. But I'm really thinking about it now. Yes, he is going to fall in there. Because from people from NXT, when they've had the call, when they got sent to the main roster, they had a purpose. The story was already there. Boom. Finn Balor. Boom. The club. Yes. Do it. Is it what we're going to do? Yes, I'm sure. What am I excited for it when Finn Balor goes up? That WrestleMania entrance. That is what I am excited for.
He's followed out by a whole crowd of demons.
Gee, don't do that. If that happens, you know what? If that happens, I'll give you a dollar.
Ooh. You know what? Do it, because Omega could use a dollar from you, Mike.
I like dollars.
All right, Teddy Long.
Dollar. So, yeah.
Make a disqualification match tonight, player. Like, what?
Wait, what?
Holla if you hear it. Yeah, anyway.
God. So,
why don't we...
Teddy was like having nom flashbacks.
Oh my God, Teddy fucked up so badly last week. It was great. I swear that stuff came out just to save him.
I don't know if it was hilarious or just like super cringy.
Well, it was funny because it was just so bad, sad type. Like you had to like shake your head with a grin because, oh shit, that was bad.
I don't want to see Teddy that way. I like Teddy.
Yep. Yeah. But, well, anyway, why don't we just take a look really quickly at the matches that were at NXT TakeOver and then, carry on from there. Starting off, how do you pronounce that goddamn name? Andrade? Andrade?
Don't ask Lita.
Oh, she mangled it too, did she?
Oh my God.
She mangled it 2 minutes after someone said it.
Mangled, strangled, you had one job, Lita.
Okay, so how do you pronounce it?
It's Andrade.
Oh. Andrade.
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 Okay, so Andrade Almas takes on Ty Dillinger. And Andrade, that was his debut match, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And he didn't look bad.
No, he didn't. And ups to Ty, man, because there were a couple spots where I was like, so Almas is done? Because that super kick that he did?
Oh.
I was like, so when did Ty do super kick?
Hey, he adapted it from Sean.
No, that's
like he just absorbed it through his face.
Super kick on the turp. All you heard was snap, sleep time.
That was wicked looking.
Yeah, and of course, Andrade picks up the win. Is that a surprise to anybody?
On a debut?
No. Debut magic.
Yeah. I might have asked for a new finish.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm debuting in NXT, I really don't want my finisher to be teabagging someone at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, I don't think you want your finisher to be teabagging anybody at any speed, really.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. Like phrasing, Omega, phrasing.
Oh God, poor Ty. That is it's not a move to take. Not a move.
So with the NXT TakeOver Pick'em, everybody who knows anything actually picked Almas to win, and I say anybody who knows anything, because the 8-ball picked Dillinger, but then again from CB Radio, so did Subway and Rob. But everybody else picked Almas, so.
Oh well.
Yeah. Jeez. So there you go. And of course, next match had the tag team titles on the line with the American Alpha taking on the Revival. Everybody.
That right threw now. Me off. I was like, oh my God, they're going to win. Wait, this is not happening. 1, 2, gonna kick out. 3. What?
He didn't kick out.
That's the magic of these two teams, is that it's like perfectly on the edge of your seat style wrestling.
It's the magic of NXT, period. You never know what's going to happen.
These two teams especially are so good at teasing the false finishes. Like, there's so many points in their matches where you think, oh, that is it, and then they pull something out of nowhere that you don't expect, and it keeps going. Mm-hmm. And there's such a beauty to it. Yeah, NXT is exceptional, you know, just as far as ring mechanics work. These two teams in particular have such chemistry. Like,
it's like they've been facing off with each other for years.
Like, every match these guys are in together is amazing. And I kind of liked this match. Can you tell?
Just the tiniest little bit. It was a very enjoyable, entertaining match. Who's surprised at the title change?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You get a lot of people who are surprised at the title change. Guess who got picked by absolutely everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm happy to be wrong, but that's a different topic.
Totally different topic. You were entertained by the match. It was a pleasant surprise, is the way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a great way of saying it. It was a pleasant surprise. And thank you very much for the entertainment.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for the points.
Oh, yeah. Some points out of that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me. Joe, producer there, has got to let everybody – he's got to let us all know where we stand point-wise for the week at some point. This week, this show. So, Rock, if you're listening, just be forewarned, we are going to go to you for that before the end of the show. I don't even know if he's around right now. So, but were you guys, seriously surprised to see Paul Ellering?
Yes, I was.
Who are you?
I love NXT, the crowd, like, they had no clue who that was, and I'm like, awesome.
I firmly believe they were addressing the tag team in the ring.
Yeah. Because they were a small, there was a small, but you can hear it. It was a small, powerful pop when he was on the ramp.
Okay. I was half distracted when he came out and I like looked over, did the double take and a pull? Holy shit. It's hollering. And then I hear, who are you? Who are you? And so I'm assuming the crowd didn't, you know, they were chanting like, who the fuck is this guy?
One thing I can say about the Full Sail University crowd, they know they're wrestling. I will say that, and it's like, they know a big star was coming. Yes, Shinsuke Nakamura. Wait, whoa, what? Huge pop. Bobby Roode, huge pop.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Young, come on now. James Storm, that totally nobody knew. That was a pop. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Austin Aries. The thing that I love about Full Sail crowds, they know they're wrestling. Ciampa as well. Gargano.
Yeah, all the guys that they've been bringing in from the indies, for the most part, they know them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just seems like the NXT audience are bigger indie-going fans than WWE live audiences are.
I think it is because they pretty much know they're wrestling as well. It's like, because the WWE crowd, and I'm sorry to go back in time, but when Heath Slater was taking on the challenges. And then you see the legends. It's like no real pop except for Lita. Yeah. But then when you see, Sid Vicious, yo, where's the pop? Really? You got like this guy did a lot in the business. ECW, WCW, WWE snapped his, yeah. And he's still wrestling. He is a legend, former WWE champion,
mm-hmm.
former world champion. And it's like, it's destroying me because it's like, how did Shane get a bigger pop than Sid? But, you know, what do I know?
It's because it's Sid. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, next match on the card was Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Austin Aries. And if you were not looking forward to this match, you're an idiot. Go shoot yourself in the toe.
So many spots.
Question. Why is Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance so damn over? Never mind his wrestling.
It's a catchy tune.
Yeah, I like the music.
Yeah, no, the music is great. I'm talking about the entire thing, not just his entrance music.
He actually talked about
Nakamura's actual entrance to, you know, walking to the ring.
Shinsuke, he said one time in an interview, thanks to his translator, he was like, give me music that'll get me hype and that'll make me move to the music. And so that's what WWE gave him. And if you look in New Japan as well, same thing. He's got music that he can jam to and whatnot before his match. And honestly, if that's Jim Johnston's work, bravo. That's probably one of the best themes that you have made besides Jerry Show.
Well, this match.
Oh, you're serious.
Oh, okay. There, yeah. This match was another absolute treat and definitely match of the night in my books to this point, but definite match of the year candidate overall when we finally get to that at the end of the year. This will definitely be on that list, guys. Definitely.
No, for good reason.
Oh, hell yeah. And, you know, what little that I was that I've ever been able to watch New Japan, I've always enjoyed everything that I've seen. Of course, naturally, you know, here I am about to do the name drop style. You know, living in Calgary here, I am so used to the strong style that when I see it, I pop for it because it's just not something you see in WWE or even TNA.
Right.
And Shinsuke just brings back so many great memories of so many Friday nights going down to the Pavilion here in Calgary.
I know, he brings such a, like, refreshing change to things.
He's got one hell of a bunch of charisma that just trails him.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Like an echo.
You can't, like, no catchphrase can get you that. No, you know, flashy outfit or pre-scripted promo can get you the kind of charisma this guy has. You know, understand, like, he's barely spoken on a microphone, but you can see everything in his character just in mannerisms, just in style. Like, it's all out there. It doesn't have to be thrown in your face to know who this guy is, which is something thoroughly lacking in WWE.
Because the moment they saw that video, pop.
Man, great match. Austin Aries, what happened to his ribs? He was all taped up. Even the announcers didn't really know what was going on.
Which... credit to Corey Graves for selling. That was good.
Yeah.
Good Corey idea. Actually knows what the hell he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he's behind the commentary. But okay, sorry.
You're always apologizing, Mike. Are you sure you don't have a little Canadian in you?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't got no clue. You know what I'm saying to you. So, but anyway, yeah. There's a lot of really good back and forth action with this, and basically... I think they finished it off the right way with the, you know, one, it was going to be a case of one small mistake is going to wind up costing the loser the match. And that's basically what they did.
Hmm.
You know, like when Aries went for a dive and Shinsuke moved and, then he took the knee from the top of the, with, you know, exploder. Boom.
He took a lot of rib shots. I will give him that.
But goddamn. I want to see, you know, I want more of this match. I want more of this kind of match.
pretty much, and it's starting to show, when you are in the NXT TakeOver, and if your opponent is Shinsuke Nakamura, you are guaranteed to have a good match, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. Just wait for Hideo Itami versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There is no arena that's going to have a strong enough roof for that match.
Nope. And I will do what I with it, what I, how I can to go to Full Sail University or wherever it is to go see that. Please let it be NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Oh, that'd be good.
But see, now here's the bigger question. Since Shinsuke Nakamura and Austin Aries have had this match, does this mean that we have a new number one contender? Because from what I'm seeing, there was no stipulation whatsoever.
I would think so. Triple H was kind of teasing that was going to happen.
Oh, God.
Okay, Mike, what is your dream scenario here? Go on, lay it out.
I'm going to be very happy. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Samoa Joe. Dear God. So, I mean, Samoa Joe and, well, whoever wins. But the thing of it is, regardless of the outcome and the finish, so many spots, so many strikes, so many kicks.
I've seen Joe wrestle strong style in Japan. I can't remember if it was, like, I want to say it was against Nakamura, but I can't remember for sure. There's another big name in strong style in Japan. It might have been, but it was like seriously the single most brutal match I've ever seen. Like outside of like ECW style hardcore matches and shit like that.
And it was Joe versus somebody in New Japan.
Yeah, it was just, God, like, I was in pain after that match.
Let me figure
out. I don't know. I think it might have been Shinsuke Nakamura. I have a really quick update for anybody listening to the webcast right now who might be a hockey fan, NHL fan. The Pittsburgh Penguins have just become the 2016 Stanley Cup champions.
Whoa.
Knocking off the San Jose Sharks in a grand total of 6 games.
Wow.
And the Penguins won it in San Jose.
No way. Jose, sorry.
Yeah, no way, Jose. So I'm kind of torn. You know, I don't really like the Pittsburgh Penguins, but at the same time, being in the Western Conference and in the Pacific Division that my Flames happen to be in, I absolutely detest the San Jose Sharks. And there is one thing that I don't ever want to see is Joe Thornton winning the Stanley Cup while he's a member of the San Jose Sharks. So, you know, I've got that going. But at this point, I don't think there has been a Stanley Cup final I have been less interested. But anyway, those of you who might be interested, yep, the San Jose Sharks losing to the Pittsburgh Penguins, the 2016 Stanley Cup champion.
Cool. And also, Samoa Joe faced Kazuchika Okada.
Okada, thank you.
Okada, yeah, okay.
It was at Wild Card 6.
And that was the brutal match, mm-hmm. What you're talking about, Omega.
Okay, no, that's actually not the one I was thinking of.
Oh.
No, I had to go look it up through another friend's.
Was it the same wrestler, different match? Or could it be the Shinsuke match that Joe had that you and I might be thinking of?
No. This was against Kenta Kobashi.
Oh, Kobashi. Oh shit, okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
That would have been a killer.
This was I'll give you what I was told. The Meltzer rated 5-star match.
Oh.
For as much as you want to put faith in that, it was fucking brutal.
In case of Meltzer was right despite the odds. I mean, about it being a 5-star match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some matches that Meltzer has rated 5 stars. No. Anyway. Yeah. So we pretty much finished talking about this match, have we not?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Well, in that case, we've just got 2 more matches to run down really quickly, and I want to talk about the main event. But before we do that, Let's take our first break of the evening. We've been talking for like 53 minutes. So this should tell you how to NXT we are. I didn't realize. I thought it was like 8:35 local time. But yeah, everybody don't go anywhere. We're going to finish that off. Then we have a couple more things to go. Then we're going to play Pick 'em for Money in the Bank. We'll be back right after this WTR Sunday Night.
Know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangling, Yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? Great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan. Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet, just yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were The Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong swap them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Until the end, until the final, blow of the whistle, sound of the horn, we will fight.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, also streaming live on the TuneIn app. Hey, if you haven't got it yet, download it onto your mobile device, 100% free. You can get the premium version if you really want to, but it's free, which is the best deal out there. Just get the app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network, then you can listen to us no matter what you're doing or where. Not tied to your computer every Sunday night. Unless you want to be tied to your computer every Sunday night. That's, I don't know. Weird.
Hey, some people are into it. Don't shame.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to go to the, you know, the kinky thought part of it, but thanks, Omega. Anyway, back to it with WTR Sunday night, looking at NXT TakeOver The End. The next match is the women's title match. And yeah, I will admit, I've got the tiniest little bit of a crush on Asuka. Can you blame me?
No.
I didn't think so, Mike. Yeah, so Asuka is defending against the behemoth. Is that an appropriate word?
Yes.
Nia Jax.
I'm not like most girls.
That applies to her when she says it. She's a big gal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, a woman's match that actually has you captivated and, is going to keep you from actually, you know, going someplace and doing something other than, paying close attention to it. And, yet once again, NXT women's match, it delivered, Omega.
Oh, it did.
Hell yeah.
Once again, I got far more of a scientific match than I was prepared for.
Now, when you are you saying that because of Nia Jax? And I'm not taking shots at Nia Jax when I say that. It's just that she's the least experienced of them all.
I'm saying, don't presume.
No, I'm just clarifying.
I wasn't prepared because there's still the Divas division mentality in my head. You know, I'm still not used to seeing these very technical matches out of the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such, you know, I've spent years and years waiting for stuff like this. You know, where I see matches where the women are focusing attack on body parts when they're going back and forth through, through submission holds. You know, and when, you know, things like when Asuka tried the same thing that let Bayley beat Nia the first time, and Nia has a counter for it now. There's actual progression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, that carries, that's not even like Nia's last match. That's like, that carries over from her last takeover 3 months ago. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, even before that, like 6 months ago. It's been a while.
Was it 6 months? Holy cow.
Well, we had, Bayley versus Nia. And then Bayley versus Asuka, and now Asuka versus Nia. So if you got 3 months between takeovers, then yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it, wow. It just doesn't seem to be that long. Wow. Amazing. But yeah, fun match. Absolutely great. And they actually sold it in points where you actually believe that Nia Jax is going to pull off the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, can be difficult nowadays when you see somebody like Nia, you know that she's not in line. She's not going to hold the title anytime soon when you've got people like Asuka or Bayley. Not a shot against Nia at all.
Oh, no.
I am not picking on her. I'm not doing any of that. Omega Mike, you guys know where I'm coming from. I just want to clarify for anybody that might say something because of what I said.
She is still very new to the business. She is still learning, but you can tell she's learning quickly. This match was a lot better than her. Like, the Bayley match was okay. You know, and that I might credit a lot of that to Bayley's performance in there, but Nia held her own in this one. Like, Asuka was being the better, and she was making her look better, but she was a lot better in this match.
There were a lot of reports out there that the Nia Jax Asuka matches on house shows weren't really good. So they worked on a lot of stuff.
Well, they must have put in a lot of extra practice time week just to make sure that they pulled everything off as spectacularly as they did. And yeah, I am not throwing that word around. A lot of this match was on the spectacular side, which again, I hate to make it sound like I'm being disrespectful because I'm not, but it did surprise me.
But that's a good thing.
Yes, in a good way.
Because when it comes to Nia Jax, you keep your expectations low because she's only a year in.
Yep.
So she's growing by leaps and bounds from where she was even a year ago.
Yeah, for a year, she's progressing very quickly.
It doesn't matter what your expectations of any wrestler might be. If they meet or exceed that, it's phenomenal.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Absolutely enjoyable match, and of course Asuka retains the title on this one, but jeez, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So William Regal doing an interview backstage. Look who's walking past him nice and casually. It's Bobby Roode.
Just waltzing straight into his office.
La 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 la. Hey, that's Bobby Roode. What the fuck?
Regal sold that perfectly. He felt the presence around him and just sort of, you know, walked right by. Wait, you missed it, Mike?
I sure did.
Oh, Michael.
Goes to go watch it now.
It was one of those things, you had to pay attention.
To the WWE Network machine for the replay later.
But he never acknowledged his presence. He just saw a disturbance in the forest, and then the other guy who walked by mentioned something to Regal, and then that's what happened. They went to the office. It was great. It was great. It was very, very subtle. Both ways times they've used him on TV.
I love your description that he felt the disturbance in the force.
He did. Because you just see it. He doesn't look. He just reacts. Something's up. Something's not right. That's what happened. Something wasn't right.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was quite enjoyable. Which leads us, of course, to the main event. First time ever cage match in NXT, anyway.
The Transformer cage.
Yeah, Rock, you had something to say about that because it was such a low-ceilinged building.
I had something to say about that?
About the way that they had the cage up on the roof, on the ceiling.
I liked how they did. I liked how they did it.
I have seen that a lot. Like, indies that use cages, they will do that. WWE used to do that when they were playing the smaller venues with the lower ceilings, not the arenas that they're in nowadays. you know, way back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, but it was cool visual. That was all my point. It was a cool visual.
And, yeah, it didn't strike me as anything other than, well, okay, well, whatever. But you have to remember, as a younger guy, I was used to seeing that, and so it just didn't, it didn't strike me the way it struck you.
It just, I just was curious how they would get it in the building, because that was the big question. How would they set it up? And that's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it really was.
So, yeah, but now, oh my god, hell of a great match between these two. Just unbelievable. Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
These guys know each other so well by now.
They let the demon out of his cage, and I thought that was a cool entrance.
That was pretty neat. Comes with that right up behind it, and then it drops down, and he walks over. Just, wow, what a great match.
It was.
One thing. With the finish of it, muscle buster off, what was that, the top rope?
Middle.
Okay, the middle rope, and I'm like,
but oh, it's such height.
It. I was sure, like, with the height, I was sure it was off the top rope, but, you know, I just said, that's it, they just killed Finn. Finn's dead.
Good God almighty, they killed him!
And I have to admit, after what happened to my buddy TJ with the muscle buster, I've always been nervous about Joe using that move, since.
I will admit that did creep into my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There was part of me in my head that's like, you know, this match should probably, with the cage there, you could set up a top rope muscle buster if you really wanted to. And then my immediate thought was, who would want to after Tyson?
Apparently Finn and Joe.
Apparently.
I can see it now. Finn, put me in a muscle buster. What? Yeah, put me in a muscle buster. Here? Now? Yeah, come on, dude. All right.
Bam. Yeah, not quite how
I know.
I can see the scenario.
I know.
But yeah, I could just hear those two talking earlier in the day in the ring when they're working out all their moves and shit like that. Just, can you imagine the pop if you do that? Oh shit, yeah. We gotta do it. Well then we better do it. Fuck, that'll be awesome.
And they did a good thing of teasing Finn doing the coup de grace. They kept teasing him. He's gonna go up to do it. So you knew the finish. They were gonna do something off the top of the cage, but yep. You weren't exactly sure what it was. If Finn would win, he would do the coup de grace. But since Joe was winning, it was the muscle buster. And because, you know, it was not a big building, the cage was a tiny bit smaller, so it made it a tiny bit safer.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny bit. So it's muscle buster. From that height, yeah.
Still, after the match, they had three referees checking out Finn to make sure that he didn't get a broken neck or something like that. And I was watching the replays very closely, and I know it hurt. But he took it properly. But a move like that, there's no escaping the fact that that's painful. All there is to it.
Yeah.
And basically, I don't know. In my considered opinion, this was... Bye bye, Balor. Enjoy, you know, enjoy the main roster. Mike's drooling. Rock is saying, hold up.
Not quite.
Not just yet.
Kids, don't just watch NXT TV in the next few weeks. You'll find out. No spoilers. You'll find out.
Yeah, no spoilers, but, you're gonna, what is that? What is it coming up? 3 weeks? 2 weeks.
When they did the segment? The segment's 2 or 3 weeks away.
Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna say a damn thing, and just I'm just relaying the feeling, that's all. Because of the win by Samoa Joe and of course retaining the NXT title. Can we expect as good a night at Money in the Bank as we got at TakeOver?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
We can hope for it, but can we expect it?
Hell yeah.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Extremely, extremely solid card for Money in the Bank this year. There are a few matchups that are going to make even some of the most jaded wrestling fans sit up and take notice. Right, Rock?
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying not to go there, Tim. I'm trying to be
going anywhere in particular, and I'm not taking any shots at anybody, so don't like make that assumption. I'm just saying.
Yeah, oh, you plenty are taking shots. You know you're taking shots.
Shut up, I am not.
But no, you look at the TakeOver card, and yep. There were three big matchups on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The tag, Nakamura, and the cage, right?
Yep.
Look at Money in the Bank, which we'll preview here after our second break. AJ Styles and John Cena, Roman and Seth, and the ladder match. Those three matches at Money in the Bank will probably top TakeOver.
Well, if they're smart, they're going to give those three matches top time to be able to showcase them. Now, we've said this before, and it hasn't happened. We've expected less at other times, but we did get showcases when we were thinking no chance.
Here's the thing. For when you look at the TakeOver show, no match went past 18 minutes.
Yep.
You can get that on a WWE pay-per-view.
Well, you gotta figure Cena Styles is gonna be 20 minutes.
At least.
And I figure Roman versus Seth would be a good 25.
Yeah.
Right? So, even with all the flack that Roman Reigns has been getting as the guy, not a good guy, not the bad guy, just the guy, I gotta admit that I'm looking forward to Roman versus Seth. I really am.
It's going to be good.
I'm looking forward to John Cena versus AJ Styles. I mean, who in their right minds wouldn't be looking forward to that?
Dixie.
Yeah, okay, besides Dixie. Shall I paraphrase? Shall I rephrase that? Besides Dixie, who doesn't want this match happening? So.
It's going to be a great match. That's the bottom line. We'll preview that more here in a little while.
Yeah, coming up very shortly, but we mentioned that he walked by William Regal. Bobby Roode has officially debuted in London for NXT.
Just casually shows up in London, you know. Oh, I'm here. Hi.
So Bobby, boom, there he is.
Bobby Roode in NXT. He fought Angelo Dawkins at the Download Festival.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Download. So that's how he made his debut. They've been
waiting. Everybody's feeling about Bobby Roode finally being in the WWE after all those years in TNA, Mike.
It's about damn time.
That's all you've got to say is it's about damn time.
It's good to see someone that has the mic skills and the in-ring wrestling skills in NXT. You don't see anybody like that.
Yeah.
In a while.
Okay. Omega, you got a take on this?
I would echo it. About damn time.
There you go.
he's the kind of talent that outgrew TNA, but just wouldn't leave that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like AJ, like Joe, like Aries. Like a lot of our new talents in WWE.
Like James Storm. Not James Storm. No.
Wait,
not quite.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. His former tag team partner had a longer run in WWE.
Ooh, look a clown.
Like, we make fun of Brayden Walker as much as we want. James Storm was there shorter.
You know what? Okay.
Brayden Walker had a Hall of Fame career next to James Storm in WWE.
And he even has the Brayden Walker moments. He's on breaking ground in the background in the classroom. Just sitting there as Hunter's talking to everyone. Yeah. He has his Brayden Walker moments. But, for Bobby Roode, it's been the work visa that's taken some time for him to finally make his debut. So, there's your tidbit on that.
Well, after, TNA, he was working Border City Wrestling for a while, wasn't he?
No, maybe.
That's Carl DeMarco's promotion in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
The only house show independent I know he worked with was House of Hardcore.
Okay.
That's the only one I know.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look into that now because I honestly don't remember one way or the other.
He fought, because we talked to the House of Hardcore dude on the rack. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. Lindsay was the one who got to pronounce the name. So Vic told us about on May 7th they did. We're doing Bobby Roode versus Eric Young in Canada for House of Heart. Mm. So
okay. Fair enough. So yeah, I'm happy to see Bobby Roode, and I'm going to be. I think I'm going to be happy to be able to watch his matches with NXT. I don't know. I have always considered Bobby Roode to be like I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but like a hybrid throwback, if that makes sense to you guys, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
A hybrid throwback.
You may want to elaborate on that one, Tim, because, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the best of old school in
a new school body.
In a modern day package. Does that make more sense to you now? I know you get it, Mike, now.
Yeah,
I can go with that.
So that clarified it for you, Megan, and it sort of made more sense then?
Yeah, a wee bit.
Okay, that's all that matters. So, you know, but yeah, I'm looking forward to, seeing how he does in NXT and how long it'll take for him to make the main roster, I guess. Yeah. So, apparently Wade Barrett is officially dead, guys.
Hashtag blame Rob.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we're not talking about the person, we're talking about the character. The person is Stu Bennett. Stu Bennett played Wade Barrett in WWE. But I guess that is 100% over and done with. I don't know what he plans on doing. I'm sure he's going to be working the indie roster at some point in time. He's going home for a bit, isn't he? Going back to jolly old England, as it were.
Yeah. That's
no shock there.
That's what's happened so far. Yeah.
So yeah, fair enough. I don't know. Don't think there's much of anything else to talk about, as far as that goes. You know, best of luck in your future endeavors, Stu. Did you guys hear that SummerSlam is going to be 4 hours this year instead of three and change?
Yeah, we did before.
Same as last year, they made it official, or they sort of made it official, they changed the time to 6 o'clock for people to show up instead of, 7. So.
So what's going to be the pre-show?
Pre-show will be at 6 o'clock, so. You'll have a 6:30 match, it'll be 4.5 hours.
Oh, dear God.
Keep going, Tim. These are quick. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go through it really quickly. AJ Styles is going to appear on the Stone Cold podcast next Monday night, June 20th. I will be paying attention to that.
The only question that comes up is, will they mention that 10-year period from 2002 to 2012? Will they mention that time period?
Are they going to bring up TNA, in other words?
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Well, there are one or two people who listen sometimes who just don't get it, Omega.
No. No. We're not talking about his obsession with Disney World.
Oh, God.
Oh. Okay. There you go. Apparently, Jeff Hardy wants to top Shane McMahon. What the hell? So, in an interview with Sports Illustrated to promote tonight's Slammiversary, Jeff Hardy mentioned that he knows his career is close to the end and he'd love to end his career at a WrestleMania. In a Hell in a Cell.
Stop right there, Tim.
Okay.
He's promoting Slammiversary by talking about WrestleMania and Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. That kind of sort of got me right after I read it.
Just saying.
Jeff, you're promoting a TNA event and you're talking WWE. What the fuck? Says Dixie.
It's called Jeff Hardy. Like, this should not be a shock.
Jeff Hardy!
Adam Lee, shut up.
I was wondering if anybody was going to catch that, because I know he said Jeff Hardy. I'm like, no, you didn't just say that.
Go back to Gladiators where you belong.
Oh, shit. What are the
names? No, God, the names were so much easier, guys.
Weren't they?
I can remember Nitro and Turbo.
Glacier.
Adam Lee's such an idiot. Anyway.
Harvey's hard. Wait, you mean people have two names? Oh, no. Oh, so that's to go ask Gemini what he thinks about this two-name thing.
Yeah, so basically Jeff Harvey wants to top Shane McMahon's spot from WrestleMania 32.
There's no way.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Unless that motherfucker is jumping off a Jumbotron.
I was just about to say, okay, catchphrase.
We're still waiting for the challenger to show up for this match. Is that a helicopter? What?
Skydiving in, perhaps?
No, that requires a parachute.
Oh, no.
Don't bring up bad images, bad flashbacks. I mean, good that Shane McMahon has inspired Jeff Hardy, but do you guys really want to see him back in WWE for anything?
I think the last thing that anyone needs to inspire, the Shane McMahon needs to inspire, is Jeff Hardy.
Probably not the best of ideas, hey?
No.
Oops.
Oops isn't even the word.
No shite. So. Okay, yeah. So Seth Rollins appears on a recent episode of Chris Jericho's Talk Is Jericho. He addressed comments made by WWE Hall of Famer Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret was yapping about how Sean was always safe no matter what, and really safe worker, but Brett wasn't sure about Seth Rollins. The knee to the face that broke John Cena's nose was unprofessional at best, and Brett basically goes on to say that I hope that they give Seth another chance and all this other stuff. And I'm like, Brett, jeez, you know what? There are times you just need to stop talking.
I just don't like it because it complimented Shawn Michaels.
I don't care one way or the other. They buried the hatchet. Shawn apologized. They made up. Everything's cool.
Someone's very defensive about that.
No defensive at all. There's only one thing in these notes, Rock, is that you didn't put down anything about how Seth addressed Brett's comments. What did he say?
All I did was copy the story that was online.
That's just Brett. You know, who knows? He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. That's speculation, people. We don't know if that's what he said or not.
by the way.
Another man who's been waiting anxiously with anticipation. His name is Jeff Harvey.
Dear God.
You found the clip.
I have it on my computer, so... it just took a minute for the computer to find said clip.
It's so awkwardly delivered, too.
So is Jeff Harvey going to jump off the top of a steel cage at Summerfest? With Jeremy Piven as guest referee? Yes, everybody, that was Omega's and Mike's brains collectively exploding.
Go to break.
Please. We want to break, yeah. Everybody, you listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We got Money in the Bank. Pick 'em coming up right after these very mediocre messages.
They're very important. Don't lie to the people.
Okay, they're important.
And when we come back, we'll do the WTR Fantasy Update, too.
Woo-hoo.
We're back.
Right after this.
Never let you down. You can bet your life on that. Win the bet and buy your crown. Cause when pushing comes to shove, money conquers faith and love. You can buy them up for nothing down.
Thursday nights, The Rock lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara, the one with the baddest, sickest finisher, Widow Peak, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Apparently he's not back. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's always this really bad awkwardness. Like, should I go now? Should I start talking?
Somebody's got to talk. So like, shit, what the hell's going to happen?
Where were you?
I was over there in the kitchen.
See, I gave him an option. We could do as short as 90 or 2.5 minutes. He didn't pick, so I went with 90.
Well, I didn't see that because I'd already gotten out of my seat because I figured we'd have a 3-minute break.
Well, I was giving you the choice.
Well, always go for the longer time when you don't get response.
Nah, we're all right. We made it back in time.
I'm still not done what I was doing. Anyway, yeah, look out, everybody. It's the Money in the Bank picking time. But before that, WTR Fantasy results from week one.
Week one. Topping off the list is Team Omega with 21 points.
Cheater.
Oh. Why?
Cheater, you cheated. You cheated.
Okay.
You took all the guys I was supposed to take, and you cheated.
You got to pick before me.
Semantics. Don't confuse the issue with facts.
Coming in second place for week one is Mike with 18 points.
You roared back after SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently you sucked after Monday night.
I mean, I get that, but see, the thing of it was, I was thinking indie, and I was thinking NXT, and I was thinking logical. So...
But you also have Elias Sampson, who will not be on TV for at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Cut the camera off.
just saying. You can blame Brent on that one.
Enzo and Cass make up for it.
Actually, they were your worst picks this week. They got you minus 1 point.
Bada boom, realest chicken in the room. How you doing?
Shut up, they're bitter separately.
Coming in third for week one was Lindsay with 12 points. She got the 1 point for the random Bobby Roode appearance that Mike missed. And then coming in the bottom are me and Tim, each with 5 points.
Yeah, that's just bullshit. You know that you and I are going to, like, dominate next week, right?
I know. I probably will. I don't know about you.
Hey, hey, listen, I don't have a good team. I don't have a bad team. I do have the team.
Mm-hmm. Dear God.
Yeah, I have Cena and New Day. Suck it, bitch.
AJ Styles.
You're going to lose points, man, because AJ Styles isn't going to... And Omega's going to laugh at you.
You still have 5 points.
Tonight at approximately 11:45 p.m. Eastern Time.
Those damn American Alpha losing their tag belts.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Grumble, grumble. Minus 12 points total for them for that week.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
Bitches. Thank you, Revival. That got Omega 16 points.
Like, did I lose points or did I just not get any points because none of my guys were there that week?
You had 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and a 2 and a minus 2.
Keep chipping away.
So
I like that. Even when I do fantasy draft, I'm nickel and diming the points.
That's how yours went. So, I was down a negative.
Hey, listen, a little here, a little there, it adds up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I was down at negative 1 after takeover. So SmackDown.
Well, you're just still like cursing that out.
I am still.
And you're still pissed off.
Damn American Alpha losing the tag belts.
Grumble, rage grumble.
So we'll have the update on WTR next week after Money in the Bank, because, you know.
Immediately following Money in the Bank, we'll have a tally, yeah.
Yeah, since I've been doing the tallies after every live show, so follow along at Wild Talk Radio. Use the hashtag WTR Fantasy to keep up to date.
There you go.
Now, before Tim, we get into Money in the Bank. There's something near and dear to Omega's heart that he wants to talk about.
Oh, let him talk about it. Omega, the floor is yours.
At what?
Shockmaster.
Action figures.
Oh, this is so good.
Yeah, I kind of did double take when I heard about this.
So good. So, San Diego Comic-Con is where you go to get a bunch of geek news and know what's going to come out in the world of pop culture in the next 6 months. It's also where you go to get some really fucked up toys that they don't sell anywhere else. And amongst the myriad of just random oddball things, someone over at Mattel came up with the idea of doing a Shockmaster action figure because it's Shockmaster. And the best part about this is, not the best part is not the fact that he comes with a glittery stormtrooper helmet. The best part of this is he is packaged upside down.
Please.
In midfall.
Yes.
With the broken wall behind him.
Awesome! Yes!
Oh, Tim has not seen us?
I have not seen the picture, but...
Oh my god!
Hold on.
Thank you for describing it!
Google. Google.
No, I have it from our conversation last night. There.
Oh my god. No!
Yep.
Is that not the greatest?
Oh shit, okay, this is... Yeah, you know what this is? Nerdgasm. Okay, listen, I'm just as big a geek on my things as everybody else is on their things, but there are just some things that are nerdgasm. This is one of them. And I love the top left, highly detailed action figure, and he's upside down falling through the fucking wall with the helmet falling off. That's pretty detailed.
Ooh.
Oh, what, you just saw that, Mike?
No, I'm looking at some other
Quit looking at pornography during the show.
No, that's not during the shows.
Bang Brothers fan.
What?
Nothing.
Ross was getting right.
Didn't see nothing.
So, this was...
What? Time! It's time! It's...
Omega.
Since he really wasn't bitching, I didn't put the bitching one version in. This was just Omega time.
Weren't you supposed to play that before he... Like, got started.
I wasn't gonna use it, but Mike requested we use the intro, so I played it.
I was just asking!
So I played the intro.
So we did it. Awesome stuff. Alright. Okay, do you have anything more to say about it?
Time to go to Money in the Bank Pick'em, Tim.
I guess so. Alright, yeah, you guys all by now know exactly how to play. Best thing to do is post your pick'em picks on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You can also email media@WildTalkRadioNetwork. You know what? If you feel like it, you can tweet it too at Wild Talk Radio.
It's media@WildTalkRadio.com. He doesn't even know the damn website. Jesus.
Oh, I forgot. Media. I just so hung up on Wild Talk Radio Network.
You don't even know how to promote your own damn website. Jesus.
WTR. Well, you're the one who sets all this shit up and then says, oh, by the way, I did this.
You know the damn domain. You own the domain. So, you know.
I pay for the fucking thing, yeah.
You should know where things go.
With money I haven't got. Anyway, that being beside the point, why don't we just, you didn't. That's incredible.
I copied that from WWE.com. That's the order they put it in.
Okay. So I guess, you know what? Screw it. Let's just do that in that order. All right. So, this is going to be the debut, the official WTR random thing picker. Thursday nights, the Rack has the Magic 8-Ball, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so why don't we do the random thing picker for WTR Sunday night? Now, of course, as we go along, I'm going to be typing in the names and letting the, thing picker pick the winner. So if we type in John Cena, if he spelled it right, that would be good. And he's taking on AJ Styles. And before we click on the pick, we're going to go to Omega.
There's two schools of thought.
Mm-hmm.
The first school of thought is AJ does need a big win here. He needs to establish himself since, he hasn't won a pay-per-view match in WWE yet, you know?
He has! Wait,
Jericho, Reigns.
Loss.
Did he beat Jericho at, Fastlane?
Oh wait, he's got one win and one loss on Jericho.
So he does have a paper.
But only one.
Only one.
Mm-hmm.
But only one, and none as the leader of the club so far.
Yep.
But then again, the other school of thought is, lol, Cena wins.
Okay.
So this is where the draft, this is where the fantasy league sucks.
Jesus.
Because I want Cena to win, but the logic in my head says AJ needs this so much worse. Because it tells the better story and it gives AJ some actual credit.
Yeah. And if it's the start of a feud, you would want the heel to go over first, right?
Not helping. And you know you're not helping.
I know. So before Omega picks, Mike, what's your take on the match? And we'll get your pick. I'm stalling for time.
Shit. He does need a victory. There's like no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He needs.
But on the other hand, does he, as a heel, because now AJ Styles is a heel, does he need the win?
Honestly, as a heel, no. But as a new guy, yes.
He's a new guy in WWE terms, but everyone knows his legacy. Everyone knows what AJ Styles has done, whether they acknowledge it or not. He's not a rookie. So does he need the win, even though he's a heel? Because as heels, you can always get your heat back by saying laying out John Cena after the match or on Monday Night Raw.
You know what? No, he doesn't need the win.
Let's just play both sides of the coin for Omega. He hates me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rock, are you picking tonight or on Thursday?
I'm picking on Thursday. I was just stalling for time.
I was just asking. I'm picking AJ Styles. I mean, John Cena, yeah, he can be whoever he wants on Raw or SmackDown. At a pay-per-view lately, sure, John Cena just came back. AJ Styles just recently showed up in WWE in the last few months. Cena's been a veteran, you know, he doesn't really need to win anything anymore, but he's really good at getting people over. So I think that, Cena is going to be used as a stepping stone for AJ Styles. AJ Styles wins.
Now to counteract that point, we go back 1 year ago. John Cena lost the first match in the Kevin Owens feud, and then never put Kevin Owens over after that point. So does winning the first match really mean something in a series of matches against John Cena?
Here's the thing. With John Cena losing to Kevin Owens, helps put Kevin Owens on the map. The other two matches were great matches, made Kevin Owens look fantastic, and established him as the heel.
But it put him on a losing streak.
It didn't hurt him. It was that first match. That being said, clicking on the pick results in the random thing generator says AJ Styles wins.
So now I've laid out every option for Omega.
Well, how can I go against the random thing picker?
I mean, that's just, you know.
It's just definitive.
Exactly.
It has to be AJ. AJ needs to win so damn bad. It tells a better story of AJ, can Cena hang with, you know, the new era. You know,
is it going to help AJ if he wins this match?
Yeah. Mr. TNA just beat the top guy in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But is he the top guy in WWE? But isn't Roman Reigns that top guy?
No.
He's the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's lost to him.
Yeah, so is CM Punk.
So in that logic, Cena and AJ Styles is closing out the show?
I'm not shocked. I would not be shocked at all.
The way it's listed, because that's how we're going from WWE.com. You see it? See how it's listed? Since AJ Styles and John Cena is the top match listed there. And then came the world title. Just saying. just throwing that out. Because why not? Plus, I'm stalling 30 seconds. But someone's supposed to be back in 30 seconds.
You don't need to be stalling anymore. I didn't go anywhere.
Read the chat. There he is.
I was doing other shit. It's Mike, okay.
Yeah. So I was stalling for him.
Not always about you, Tim.
Exactly.
This one, I...
Sure it is.
Egotistical.
I don't know for this one. I really don't. Because this can go south so quickly. I'm going to go Roman Reigns. But a surprise.
What? Hold on. We haven't gone anywhere besides the AJ Styles match yet.
Oh, sorry.
What happens when you disappear and don't pay attention?
Did you make... You never made a pick for AJ and...
Yes, I did!
Did you? Okay.
Who'd you pick?
I picked Cena.
There you go.
Okay. Making sure.
Because I'm sorry. It's wrestling logic. The moment that they set up John Cena versus AJ Styles, I was like... And when they jumped him, I said, yep, AJ's losing.
Now we can go to the next match.
Okay.
Tim?
Yes, the next match would be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion Roman Reigns defending against returning Seth Rollins. Should we go to Mike first?
No, let's go to you first, Tim.
Me? All right, it's going to be a fun match. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be a shocker from hell if Seth were to regain his title at Money in the Bank. Yeah, no. Roman Reigns gets the victory.
Now you can let Mike speak.
Go ahead, Mike.
It's a toss-up for me, but I'm going to have to say Roman Reigns, but with a surprise at the end.
And what's the surprise?
Cash-in.
See, the cash-in can be such a great tool during this brand split, because you never know on a random live SmackDown if someone could cash in.
True.
They're probably going to save it for that. It's called a hunch. Omega, what's your take on the WWE Championship match?
There's no chance Seth takes it off of Roman right now. None. I'm just determining in my head whether or not this is going to end with a Roman Reigns victory or a Seth Rollins disqualification.
We had those same doubts when it came to AJ Styles and Roman Reigns, and they both ended with Roman Reigns pinning the challenger.
This is absolutely true.
Do you really think they're going to change, protect Seth Rollins?
No.
In this case?
Yeah, Roman Reigns wins. Welcome back, Seth. Get on the ground.
I just want to see AJ Styles and Seth Rollins have a match together. Because everything I see, all the little videos I see online, I just want to see it actually.
Quick, before they get hurt.
Right. Now we send it to the random thing picker.
Well, after going through it three separate occasions just to see, it picked Roman Reigns 2 out of 3 times.
It's a mistrial.
So, Roman Reigns. No, OJ should have been a mistrial.
Next match.
Next up on the docket, we've got the Money in the Bank. Ladder match. The winner gets the briefcase with the contract for a guaranteed shot at the heavyweight title anytime, anywhere. Of course, the opponents, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Alberto Del Rio, Sami Zayn, Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho. What a lineup this year for the briefcase.
When it came to fantasy, Omega was really betting his odds on this match.
No shit.
Because he has Sami Zayn, Cesaro, and Del Rio.
I get appearance points.
Did I pick any of these guys?
You got Chris Jericho.
Fuck.
And you also have Roman Reigns, Tim.
Fuck.
And you have Seth Rollins.
Grumble.
Oh, fuck. So that match is a push no matter what.
No, you could actually lose some points on that one.
Oh, yeah, you could.
You could.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm going to lose a point no matter what, right?
No.
Actually, no. For title fence, a win gets you more points, so yeah.
That's a freebie, isn't it?
Well, wait a minute. If I got both guys, Rollins and Reigns, then how is one winning going to get me more points than the other one?
Because the champion gets more points if he did title defense.
Yeah, title defense. Okay, so there's not the same amount of points for a new champion.
Right. No. If you got a new champion, you get 10 points if you win a title. And you lose 10. You lose 10 points when you lose the title as well.
So that's where it screws up. Okay.
That's where it would cancel it out. Yeah.
All right. Getting back to the ladder match. Mike, pick.
It's... See, I really want to be like, here, Chris Jericho, this is your payoff. Thanks so much. Chris Jericho, clean. Grab the ladder. But, I'm going to have to say Dean Ambrose.
Why?
I feel there's going to be a heel turn.
Why?
Because Ambrose needs this.
Why?
Because he can.
And he will?
And he shall.
Okay.
I think a needle. elaboration that's required here.
Whoa. Sorry. Scratch off Ambrose. Cesaro.
Wait. No. You had this whole thing of Dean Ambrose needs it. He's doing a heel turn. And now Cesaro? Why? Why the sudden change?
Okay. Look. God damn it. This can go one or two ways.
No, this can go one of six ways.
No, because Alberto Del Rio doesn't need it. He doesn't. He's already won the Money in the Bank. He's already done his big payoff.
But did Sheamus need it last year?
Sorry, yeah, he did.
Really? And we saw where that got him?
Nowhere. Yes, nowhere.
So really, did he need it? Anyway, why the sudden change?
Because out of all of these men, Cesaro needs something. But the Intercontinental Championship match... by far was a good match for him. But because they want to put it on the Miz, because his woman is on Total Divas, he has to keep the title. But think, because Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, that ain't done. Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho, that ain't done. Alberto Del Rio, he gonna be picking a fight with somebody. And Cesaro, there you go.
Oh, okay.
You put two rivalries in a ladder match, and then you have two more people that, who are you? I'm Cesaro. Who are you? Alberto. Eh, wanna fight? Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Top that, Omega.
No, it's gonna be Kevin Owens.
Why?
Cesaro's still stuck in that little gap of, well, he's got a lot of fan support, but not a lot of backstage support. Zayn's not gonna win any match that Owens is involved with. Not yet. Dean Ambrose, I think has enough shtick of his own going on. Jericho's gonna be off to a concert tour at some point, so he's not someone who's gonna be holding a case for very long, nor will he ever hold a title afterwards. Owens is such a troll that the Money in the Bank briefcase is a perfect fit for him. Just to see him backstage taunting with it, you know, the ability to cash in anytime, anywhere, on any idiot he wants, it fits him too well to not give him the briefcase.
Bingo.
Did he just say bingo?
For his explanation and for his prediction. I'm so sick of mine.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm all for him winning Money in the Bank because I have Kevin Owens in fantasy, so that would be awesome. What does the random thing picker say?
What does it say?
Apparently 55 seconds in Canadian time is a longer than...
Slow up, I was clicking the pick. And, random thing picker picks Cesaro.
Okay, and now what does the person pushing the thing picker say?
Well, I'm not going to say Cesaro. However, you look at it, Sami Zayn, no. Alberto Del Rio, been there, done that. He's filler. Chris Jericho invented Money in the Bank. Not going to win it, first off. Doesn't need to. I don't see Chris Jericho having any kind of a major run with the title ever again. He might win it once more in his career for, like, a transitionary period. But you never know when he's going on tour. Like you said, I heard you. Don't worry. Basically, it's going to boil down to there are three people in this match you have to look at. Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Dean Ambrose. Now, my pick has focused on a lot more than just these guys. Well, a little bit more. Currently, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion is Roman Reigns. The guy who never really lost the title, who's come back to reclaim it, or at least try to, is Seth Rollins. I see these two having a major program for most of the rest of the year against each other, going back and forth, with Seth Rollins eventually regaining the title. Can you imagine 30 seconds after Seth Rollins wins the title back, out comes Dean Ambrose to cash in Money in the Bank and take the title from Rollins?
Isn't that too obvious?
That's my point. It's WWE. I'm picking Dean Ambrose to win Money in the Bank, the ladder match.
I will say it would be hilarious to have one night where all three members of the Shield held the same belt.
Yep.
I don't foresee that, but that would be hilarious.
And yeah, my pick is banking on that, so that's my pick.
Is it my job now to take us to the next match? All right. WWE Tag Team Champions New Day defend against the Clubs, Gallo and Anderson, against Enzo Amore and Big Cass, and the Vaude Villains in the Fatal 4-Way. We'll go with Mike.
Teddy Long, thank you for this match.
Let me holler at you, player.
Even though my pick is in here. God damn it. Fuck.
You actually have the Vaude Villains and Enzo and Cass, so you have two opportunities.
Yeah, this is our match, Mike.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Oh,
shit. So I'm going to have to cut a promo this week. Shit. Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
Why?
Fuck you, that's fine.
I mean, you know, we never used to have people give explanations, but this is fun.
I know, fuck you, that's why. But Enzo and Cass, they got to me, they really deserve it. They do. First time ever being tag team champion. They did.
Did we just lose Tim?
Just lost something.
Lost something?
Yeah.
Something.
Something.
Something. Alright. Something. Alright, Omega, go for it.
Gallows and Anderson.
Why?
Bigger impact if they win. If they can, if they can get the pin on like on Enzo and Cass, they can keep feuding with the New Day and keep that going without actually letting the New Day take the loss.
You bitch.
I'm sorry, like Enzo and Cass just haven't done anything on the main roster except for a few wins over the Dudleys. What? What are you complaining about? If I'm right, I make no points on this match.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I feel like it's I love seeing the New Day as champs, but they've got a good heel team they can pass the belts on to now and do a little bit of chasing for a change.
Tim.
Damn.
Guys, more problems with my internet. Hang on. Geez, I don't really know who I want to pick on this one. I'm going to pick the New Day to retain.
Okay. Why?
Well, the most likely pairing who in this matchup, as far as I'm concerned, are Gallows and Anderson to knock off the New Day. I just don't see that being the book at this point in time. Enzo and Cass, maybe down the road they're going to hold the titles, but right now they're there more for entertainment than for victories. The Vaudevillains? No. Too much of a gimmick. And not the same kind of a gimmick that the New Day is. Yeah, New Day retains as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, what about the Random Thing?
The Random Thing picker picked the New Day.
Alright. U.S. Champion Rusev defends against Titus O'Neil. Tim.
Titus O'Neil's last great big hurrah before his contract ends and he doesn't re-sign. Rusev retains.
Oh my god, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Don't you have to win a match to get a title shot?
Probably.
Has Titus won a match?
A match?
Has he had a match?
Not sure. He came out and helped Jack Swagger. That's about it. Like, I honestly forgot this was a feud.
He sort of got up in Russo's business because Titus O'Neil's a good dad. We all know that. He's a good father. So it will be Father's Day. So do they put the belt on the good father on Father's Day?
No. They're not going to bring a Hall of Famer out, Brock.
Why? They keep trotting out Bob Backlund.
Oh, God.
For the other primetime player.
You did that on purpose, you bugger.
No, I didn't. No, I really didn't.
It's like there's a coin of hell on it. And I see Bob Backlund on one side and broken Matt Hardy on the other.
And that's a very bad coin.
Coin from hell.
Broken Matt Hardy lost tonight, by the way. Spoiler alert for those wanting to watch it later.
That's because he's broken.
Also, Lashley became the TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Nah, it's Rusev.
Mike, who you got?
Sorry, Titus. You put you to so much crap, and sorry. Titus Neal, you win the title.
That was a really bad Vince McMahon impression.
That was worse than bad. That sucked.
And if Tim says it's a bad impression,
you know it sucks.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Titus O'Neil's pain and suffering payoff. Guilt title.
Did he really suffer? What did he suffer?
A suspension.
Air quote.
Same. He really didn't suffer anything.
True, but
he suffered a suspension for grabbing Vince by the arm.
And more people talked about him at that point than they had for the last 6 months. Did he really suffer? So that's WTR Pick'em. Unless we have to go. Oh yeah, the random thing. What did the random thing say?
The random thing picked Titus O'Neil. You snickered.
Tim will do more random thing picks when the rest of the card comes out, and we'll put them out next week or during the week on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
When that happens. But again, go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. It's the best way to get your picks in. All the other Facebook pages will have the sheet as well.
And of course, once the other matches are basically put together, which should be by when?
Hopefully tomorrow night on Raw.
Or Thursday night SmackDown?
You better hope it's before then. But hopefully by Raw. I think we're gonna get a Divas tag, or women's tag rather. And probably Sheamus and Apollo Crews either on the main show or on the pre-show, I would assume.
Maybe.
I think that's the direction we are headed. So we'll have to see, but that's the WTR Pick'em.
Yes, it is. That being said, once again, everybody, we want everybody to play WTR Pick'em. So post to Facebook, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
email to media@wildtalkradio.com. You could even, if you feel like it, tweet it at Wild Talk Radio. All of your picks. Pretty much covered all of that, didn't I?
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Round number two begins as the Warrior ends Honky Tonk Man's IC title reign in 1988, taking on Miss Elizabeth Stripes, and the Mega Power win in 1988. Omega.
Both kind of big moments of things you wouldn't expect in that era of pro wrestling. A champ who held the belt for that long being beaten so fast versus the modern equivalent of what an Attitude Era diva manager would do to let a team win a match. As far as shock value goes, I would probably give it to Warrior. Just because at that point, the IC title was so synonymous with the Honky Tonk Man. For him to literally run in there, slam him, win the belt, and run out, that was kind of a huge deal. Especially for someone they were grooming to be the next top guy.
Alright, so one for the Warrior. Mike.
Oh, you know what? That was the best thing. Warrior ends a Honky Tonk Man's IC title reign.
Tim.
No, oh, Miss Elizabeth's strip tease with the Mega Powers winning as a result. That was just the precursor to nothing but Vince McMahon's dirty old man face. Too gimmicky, too cheesy, too cheap. Doesn't hold up to Warrior absolutely destroying Honky Tonk Man to win the title and go on to defeat Hogan to actually temporarily hold both titles. It was part of a bigger storyline, and the storyline was the Warrior, the Ultimate Warrior. And so that was just one more stepping stone to get to the climax, a word I hesitantly use just because of all the bad memes out there I've seen during about one part of the Hogan-Warrior match. Anyway, yeah, you know the one I'm talking about.
The one we riffed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we're in Honky Tonk's title reign.
With, let's see, 63% of the vote, the people go with Miss Elizabeth.
Perverts.
But the Honky Tonk Man and Warrior move on. Up next, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels returns to the ring in 2002, taking on Jon Stewart, costing John Cena in 2015. Mike.
I don't care what anyone says, nothing beats SummerSlam than the return of the Heartbreak Kid, Mr. WrestleMania, the headliner, the showstop, HBK, Shawn Michaels.
I'm just
better
going
than
to assume,
McMahon.
Yeah, I'm just going to assume that was your attempt to Shawn Michaels.
I'm tired, leave me alone. Shawn Michaels returned to the ring in 2002 because everything that he had to go through the back, and they're like, oh, you're not going to wrestle anymore. Guess what, motherfuckers? I'm coming back. So just to see him back in the ring, and then what better way to return than to have the match with his best friend? It was amazing.
All right, Omega.
For me, it's not much of a contest on this one. You know, John Stewart costing Cena, it's such a bizarre moment. Such a bizarre thing to do. Like, I will admit, as far as celebrity interference goes, John Stewart makes the most sense because he knows the business so well. And, okay, it's an unexpected twist, but at that point, it just kind of felt like the next random twist to just, you know, keep Cena from, like, winning the big belt again. Like, it just seemed like, let's hold off on him beating Blair's record for whatever reason we can think of. It's just odd. The return of HBK, someone like my childhood favorite that I never thought I'd get to see wrestle again, that was huge. That was an enormous thing. So that for me, as well as like just, you know, just what it meant to see him back in the first place, I think has a lot more significance.
All right, Tim.
Well, John Stewart costing John Cena in 2015 is too fresh, too new. to be felt like a lot of these other moments that we've been talking about. Eventually, it will be up there. By all rights, it belongs on this list because of the eventuality. If it were to go against a couple of other things that we've voted on since the beginning of this version of All Time Greatest, it would have moved on. In fact, it has moved on. It's not going to move on against Shawn Michaels returning to the ring after career-ending back injury. Shawn Michaels returned not just to WWE, but he returned to wrestling. And I'm not saying anything that hasn't already been said concerning this. You know, some people grew up with Shawn Michaels as their childhood hero, and I'll never get to watch him wrestle. Well, guess what? Yeah, you will, because he's going to be around, and he's going to have a stunning seven-year career, and you're going to enjoy every minute of it. Well, yeah, it was one of those I can't believe this is actually happening moments. This is awesome. Shawn Michaels wins this one, hands down.
And with 100% of the vote, the fans agree.
Woo, fans, woo!
Next week on the All-Time Greatest, Alberto Del Rio cashes in on CM Punk in 2011, takes on Hulk Hogan versus Shawn Michaels in 2005, or Barry Horowitz beats Skip in 95, taking on Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect in 91.
No way.
Jose?
No way, Jose. All right, that being said, it's time for Quick Hits.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wow. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
I've been told I need to stall.
You've been stalling a lot tonight.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've used up all my witty banter. I have witty banter. So,
Then you're going to have to expand your horizons. Don't tell people that you've been told to stall, you dummy.
Was that unprofessional?
That's unprofessional.
Okay. That means we'll start with you for quick hits. Going off of what we've been doing on CB Radio the last few weeks.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm ready.
Tim, it's spelling time. Without Googling, spell Easy Rider.
Okay, are we talking Easy Rider the movie or Easy Rider a wrestler?
This is wrestler. This is wrestling.
E-Z-R-Y-D-E-R.
Spell it again.
E-Z-R-Y-D-E-R. Fuck off!
It would be E-Z-R-I-D-E-R.
Well, he's an idiot for not using a Y.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Mike, spell Rasta the Voodoo Man.
Good luck.
Can I get a name of origin?
No.
The fuck? Oh, Rasta the Voodoo Man. Mm-hmm. R-A-S-T-A-D-A-V-O-O-D-O-M-A-N.
He said the, not duh.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Don't pick on me.
Omega, spell Brachus.
Wait, what?
Spell Brachus.
Brachus.
Yes.
Context, please.
Remember that big musclehead dude that WWE brought in and then went down to ECW? Brachus.
Oh god, there was a... This is a trick. I know what you're doing. You're going through and finding, like, the most random-ass spellings of this shit. And I know they did something weird to his name. I just can't remember what it was.
No, all I did was go through Wikipedia and found six names. That's all I did. There was no trick about it.
God, what did they do to his name? It wouldn't be the CH. That's how you would actually spell it. Can I just take a guess that they did the dumbest thing they could?
Sure.
Okay. B R A C K U S. Ah. Okay. What did they do?
B R A K K U S.
K K. Okay, I thought they'd just be silly enough to change one letter. That's dumber than I imagined.
Yep. Tim. Koji Nakagawa.
No. K-O-J-I-N-A-K-A-G-A-W-A.
He Googled that shit.
I Googled that shit, bitch.
Mike Masato Tanaka.
R-A-G-E. Masako Tanaka.
No, give it the old college try.
Are you serious? Let's see. You said Tanaka? Or Tatanka?
Masato Tanaka.
Yeah, well, that's an easy one.
I hate you all. Fuck. M-A-S-A-T-O Tanaka. T-A-N-A-K-A.
Shit, he was right. He couldn't believe it.
Omega Taka Michinoku.
Okay, hang on, because I'm not good at spelling things out in my head. See, Taka, T-A-K-A. M-I-C-H-I. N-O-K-U.
Huzzah!
Yeah, Japanese is a very phonetic language. It doesn't have many silent letters or anything like that.
Fuck that shit!
Hey, I can go back to asking, which sex position do you think you are? Or, you know, what sex toy do you represent?
I'm good.
Because I've never had to answer any of those questions yet, so remember that, Rock.
Oh, I know he hasn't. We'll get back to them. I'm just having some fun now.
All right, that being said, that wraps it up, everybody. Another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk, Radio and the Wild Talk Radio Network. Programming note, 1 hour later, next Sunday night, thanks to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Yeah, we're expecting to start around 11 o'clock Eastern. 9 o'clock Mountain Time, and we're going to give you a rundown and a review of the pay-per-view. No, I didn't intentionally rhyme that. It just happened. That being said, make sure that you tune in tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, for the Raw post-show.
Yes, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk all about the Raw post-show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And, of course, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack with your host, Lindsay Ward, and Rock sort of rides her coattails.
We'll talk NXT, we'll talk Money in the Bank, we'll talk all the news, all the Blame Brents that you can possibly handle. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher. All the places you can find it, Rack Radio Show. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard, LNSWARD. You can check out her artwork at Behance.net/LindsWard, same as the Twitter.
Saturday night, midnight-ish. Another case of the wild, the wacky, the weird, the unusuals. It's CB Radio.
So the one name that I couldn't find until just now for the spelling bee that I wanted to throw out there, which we used last night on CB Radio Saturday nights, midnight-ish right here on WildTalkRadio.com, was Big Dick Hurts. Try to spell the last name, Omega, really quick.
H-E-R-T-Z.
There you go. Someone in ECW thought that was funny. Big Dick Hurts. Anyway, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. That whole thing.
Terrible.
Did Big Dick Hurts ever team up with Huge Erection?
Oh my god.
No, I don't think Big Dick Hurts made it over in the invasion.
Ah. Did Major Guns always come out first, followed by Huge Erection? I'm pretty sure a Huge Erection always followed Major Guns.
Which you can now see on the WWE Network, because those Nitros are now on the network.
There you go. Yeah, you know, guys, follow Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. Don't forget, once again, check out Facebook pages, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. Check out my page on the Facebook as well, facebook.com/menchefs, M-E-N-C-H-E-F-S. Go ahead and send me a friend request, and I'll add you to my friends list, and you know, go from there. I don't know. I think I'm done plugging, so I'll just throw it over to Omega.
Yeah, I tend to be all over the internet, as I do keep busy there. If you follow on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. If you follow on Twitter, it is TJ Omega. TJ Omega is also the YouTube channel where you can find new content every single weekday, unless YouTube's streaming service is absolute shit, which it has been lately. And aside from that, you can also find me over at tjomega.org for a bunch of other exclusive videos I don't get to post on YouTube. And hopefully there will be a new venue, because it looks like I'm setting up on Twitch as well, so I'm all over. I'm everywhere.
He's taking over. Flashbacks now where the music is going to start to play. Flashbacks where Omega takes over. We went through that last weekend. Thing. But go follow stuff, watch his stuff. He's getting ready to go to a con soon, so watch his stuff. Mike?
Yes, and if you want to follow me, you can always go follow me on Twitter at the WTR Oreo. Yes, I know it's not much on there, but I'm going to be active this week. I know, right? And, there was going to be a couple things I do want to talk about. I will be asking a couple questions of who would you like to see that isn't in NXT. In NXT. So yes, go ahead and follow me. Yes.
That's at the WTR Oreo on the Twitter machine, at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and when you're on the go, tune in radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim, say goodnight to the people.
Well, before that, I just want to send out condolences to the Howe family. Of course, longtime Red Wings great, and pretty much the greatest hockey player to ever live, Gordie Howe, passing away on Friday at the age of 88, having lived an absolutely incredible long life. Played professional hockey in parts of 6 full decades. And his last game was in 1981, I believe, as a member of the Hartford Whalers hockey team. Mr. Honky, Gordie Howe, passing away at the age of 88 Friday. Rest in peace, Gordie. Thanks for absolutely everything. And my thoughts and feelings go out to members of his family. That being said, everybody, have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night.